The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
And we thank you. We acknowledge you as our Father. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, for your love and your kindness. To you be all the glory. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the first service. Again, we're at your feet. Jesus, speak to us again. Help us by the power of your Spirit to convey your word with power unto your people. Let no one go back the same. Let lives be changed. Let destinies be transformed. Let homes be healed. Let testimonies arise. We vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Can I hear a big amen? Can I hear a big amen? Though this month remains just a few days, in these few days you will see God in a very, very strange way. I say you will see God in a very, very strange way. The way God will visit you, it will shock you. I said the way God will bless you, it will shock you. The way God will change your story, it will shock you. Those who are waiting for you to be mocked, those who are waiting to see what you will become, they will be surprised what God will turn your life into. As God liveth, the rest of February shall be sweet for you. The rest of February shall be wonderful for you. Not only for you, but for your children and those around you. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus another big clap. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you, Father. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence in this second service. We are grateful to God for his blessings, and to him alone be all the glory. Secrets of Family Progress, Part 2. Secrets of Family Progress, Part 2. Somebody ready for this? Shout a big hallelujah. God designed the family for progress. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, the Bible speaking that the path of the just is like a shining light, and that path shineth more and more until the perfect day. God designed your family and my family for progress. Every of our families are designed to always do well. That is, every year will be better than the year that was passed. And that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. And looking through the scriptures, we can see that God made sure that the families in the scriptures progressed. There are some things we need to note about marriage and about the matter of progress. Number one, God is a God of relationship. God created relationship with man and also created relationship between the man and the woman. God created a relationship between himself and man and created a relationship between the man and the woman. Number two thing to note about marriage is that anyone that wants to get married and stay married must not be ignorant. You must not be ignorant of the secrets of marriage. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Your family will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. There are some secrets which if you know it, you will succeed. If you don't, it affects you. Number three thing to note is that most problems in marriage are foundational or fundamental. Most problems in marriage are foundational from the beginning of the marriage, or other things that come in that are very fundamental and important, which are ignored, causes problems in families. Number four is that the devil loves to destroy families. That is the work of the devil. John chapter 10 verse 10. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is his work. That's what he loves to do. He can't repent. You can't beg him. You can't say, devil, please, don't do this. That is his assignment. He will never be able to destroy your family. And in the first service, I spoke to us extensively on major developments that must be in a family before the family can progress. We'll run through them again, and then as God will help us, we'll add, and then we'll go into prayers. Somebody ready for this? Shout a big hallelujah. Number one development that will bring your family into progress is spiritual development. Your family, to develop and progress, they must be spiritually developed. Every father and every mother must invest into their children's spiritual life. Don't only invest into their education. Don't only invest into nice designer clothes for them and Bombita and Milo and cornflakes. Invest into their spiritual life. Let them develop a hunger for the things of God. We must not be carnal, according to Romans chapter 8 and verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We must not be carnal. We must develop spiritually. Everyone that will enjoy the best of family must take the matter of spiritual life very serious. In the first service, I showed us the example of Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. Genesis 18, verse 19. The Bible speaking there that this man, he commanded his children and his household after him. He said, you must follow me, oh. You must follow me and follow my God. And you can see how Isaac did very well, how Jacob did very well, how Joseph did very well, and how the lineage continued to do very well because one man followed God. Don't be deceived. No matter what you have given to your children, none is of eternal value like showing them your God. None is of eternal value like showing them the God that helped you and brought you to where you are. I pray for somebody today. None of your children will be a child of perdition. I say your children will never be a child of perdition. None of your children will become children of Eli. For a family to make progress, the father, the mother, the children must be spiritually minded. They must be spiritually minded. And for this to happen, they must focus on the word. They must study. Your children must know how to wake up in the morning. I know that they must read the Bible before they eat food. Your children must know that praying is very vital. Now that you come for vigil on Friday, you leave your children at home to be sleeping. You teach them the way of the Lord. Now that you come on Friday, you leave your wife at home to be watching Indian film. Then you are in church. You are praying. It doesn't work that way. You are one. All of you must be serving the same God. This is what propels progress in a family. Do you know that when battles come for your family, nobody can fight the battle with intensity for you as much as your family? When real battle comes, if there was somebody that really loves you and cares for you, the worst they will do for you is 7 days, 3 days fast, that's all. And that's if they do it at all. But with your family, battles of all kinds can be won cheaply and easily. I pray everything that is waging war against your family, you will win today in Jesus' name. Number two, major development that will lead your family into progress is mental development. Many people are very spiritual, but they are mentally shallow. And it shows when you hear some people talk. By the time I talk to you for 5 minutes, maximum of 7 minutes, I will know your mental state. Because the things people that don't have mental development begin to talk, they will be talking shallow things, ephemeral things. All they will be talking about is rubbish things. Things that are very mundane, things that are temporal, that's what is their focus.
And so everybody that is going to develop as a family, both the husband and the wife must develop. Husband, you must see to it that as you are developing, your wife is developing. Otherwise, once there's a gap, there will be a crisis. Every major book you read, you pass it to her to read. Every major material she comes in contact with, she passes it to you. So that you can both develop mentally. So that when your wife is talking outside, they won't be looking at her. But your husband is quite intelligent. How come you are now talking so... Means your husband did not really put in so much into you. So invest into your wife. Invest into your husband. So that you both can continue to develop. The worst one is when a wife is more intellectually sound and the husband is low. You know, a lot of men now are very lazy. Very lazy. Don't want to read. They don't want to have mentor. Everybody's their mate. Everybody. The way I'm looking at it, our age will be about the same age. You know, everybody, they are on the same level. You might be age mate with somebody, but you might not be grace mate with the person. So, mental development is very important. In today's world, many don't really care about mental development. Many went to school. They are educated. They are certificated, but they are not educated. So keep improving. Keep improving. Keep improving. Keep improving. Keep sharpening your mind with people who have a sharp mind. Keep sharpening your mind with people who have a mind of Christ. There are some people, by the time you relate with them for some time, it will just trigger your mind. It will just trigger your mind for great things. They push you to do great things. Associate with those whose result push you to do great things. These are the things that will help your family. I pray for somebody here this morning. Your family will develop mentally in Jesus' name. All your children will be highly intelligent children. All your children will be mentally developed in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? The third one is social development. God wants every couple to be socially developed. Develop socially by spending time together as husband and wife and children. Spend time together. Everyone spends time with what he loves. So when you love your wife, you love your husband, spend time with him. Spend time with her. Anytime you notice that your wife is deficient in something, don't go out and begin to expose her that my wife can't do this. Go and look for how to help her. If there are some things she cannot cook, get somebody to train her. If you feel that she needs to know how to drive, teach her how to drive. Or take her to driving school. Or send her to catering school if she needs to learn some things. There must be social development between both of you. And for this to happen, there must be conversations. There must be interactions. Both physical, sexual and all. Must be also taking to cognizance or taking cognizance of. Don't ignore your husband or ignore your wife. Okay? Be socially connected. Be socially connected by adding value to each other, because the husband is working, adding some value to the family. The wife is working and adding value to the family. Both of you join forces together to push the family to its next levels. That's how it works. There must be social connection. And of course, under this social connection too, you must have friends. You must have acquaintances. You must have people that you relate with. Don't ever say that I don't have friends. I'm a low ranger. I'm the only person. It means that you have a social problem. Man was not created to be alone. you must have some people that love you and you love them. It's not that you don't fight, you might fight sometimes, but you love them and they love you. You must have some people like that, that you can call in the dead of the night, that you can call anytime, or you can send a text message to and they will find your house, find a way to get to you and assist you. Every family should be. Some people, they just say, it's just me and my wife. We don't have any friend. My wife is my best friend. Or they say, my husband is my best friend. So I don't have anybody. I don't need anybody. Life is not like that. So on the day that your son or daughter want to graduate, it's only you and your wife that will be there. On the day they want to get married, it's only you and your wife that will be there. On the day that you want to open your new house that you use millions of naira to build, it's only you and your wife that will be there. On the day you want to dedicate your house, it's only you and your wife that will be there. On the day they want to give you one position, either in the circular or in this, you want people to celebrate with you, it's only you and your wife that will be there. It doesn't work that way. You must be a socially responsible person. That's why I always have problems with people that break off from quality relationships. They just enjoy the benefit of relationship part time. After some time, just cut off straight. It doesn't work that way. We must be socially responsible people. You know, not too long ago, one of our sons that was here went into a kind of a business, and he called me and told me that, sir, this is the business I'm going to. I said, oh, that's nice. So I called somebody who is abroad who could assist him in that business and connected them together. Gave this one the phone number, gave that one the phone number. I'm not an intermediary. I just want you to do business together. And he sent me a text not too long ago that things are working very well and transactions are flowing. But what about if you had cut off? Just cut off. You must be a socially responsible person. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Number four is physical development. Physical development. Every family that we do well must enjoy physical development. Physical strength is needed. Praise the Lord. Physical strength is needed. Sorry, I think I missed something now. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's go on. Physical strength is needed. There are some things that, you know, women can't carry. At least men can carry it. Help each other. Develop each other physically. Help each other. Do exercise together. And do things that will. Don't body shame your wife. Don't body shame your husband. Definitely, when both of you are growing older, your bodies will change. Don't body shame your wife. Don't body shame your husband. That is life. That is the way life is. Never body shame your husband. Never body shame your wife. And you too, husband, dress well. Don't be dressing like a Baba Salao, like an old man. Dress properly, dress neatly. Any dress you wear, and your wife say, you are looking so well today. Look at yourself very well. Be dressing like that often. Hello. Anytime you dress, and your wife say, Emma, they're fine, Golini. It means that is your prototype of what she likes. So from time to time, be doing it. Anytime you cut a particular hairstyle, you say, this is a hairstyle and I like it too. That's the way to do it. As a lady, you too, do your hair well. Don't let your hair, you sleep beside your husband and then ants are coming out of your wig. Or your wig is smelling. Bad now. Wrong. Have you gone wrong? It's wrong that you sleep beside your husband and your wig is smelling. You're wrong now. It's not supposed to be. Or you as a husband, you embrace your wife like this and then your armpit is smelling. In fact, if you are in the bedroom, the mood can be terminated because of odor. Even Jesus loves good smell. In Numbers 21 verse 7, 26 verse 7, Numbers 26 verse 7, when the ointment was poured on him, he didn't say, no, I didn't like it. He prayed, he loved the lady. He said, God bless you for this. Matthew 26 verse 7. Matthew 26 verse 7. There came him unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. So he was excited. When you are using deodorant, one thing I want to encourage you to do is use deodorants that have as much as possible less chemicals. Okay? Don't use deodorants that the chemicals can... They are so, able to enter taxi with somebody that the deodorant or the perfume they wore, you started sneezing. It started choking you. You understand what I'm talking about? So when you are using deodorant, use the one that you yourself smell it first and find out. There are some perfume that if you enter taxi with the person, you'll be sneezing till you get to where you get to. Or you did not get to your destination. Say, please, taxi, stop me, please. You quickly get down. You now breathe in, you breathe out. You breathe out. Hey, fresh air. Praise the Lord. Those people selling perfume, I think I'm marketing your product today. Okay, God will help you. Make sure you sell good products, not the ones that we give our people rashes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And like I said, let your clothes be clean. Some people are so bad, they will soak underwear for 3 weeks, 2 weeks. I know somebody when we were very, very young, a lady, very pretty lady. She's an adult now, a madam now with children. She sometimes for 1 week she doesn't take a bath. Yeah. She doesn't. 1 week she won't take a bath. When she passes you like this, she'll be smelling. She won't take a bath. She just wake up in the morning, just move on to town, do this, do that, or go to school, or just she won't take a bath. Don't be like that. And I hope she's not really like that anymore. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I've not seen the person in a very, very long time, so I don't know. But I know that was her lifestyle then. That was maybe 20-something years ago. So number five, major development for the family is financial development. This has caused many issues in families. Many men, they like to hide money. How do you want your wife to know where you have money when you don't have money? Don't hide money. Don't hide your resources. Be open. And you, a woman too, once you are, is open to you, don't now go and bring unwanted bills. It means you are not a wise woman. A wise woman doesn't place demand on her husband because he has money at a point in time. You place demand on your husband based on the necessities and things that are needful. Not that you just go and generate one list from somewhere because it looks like they say, I think this is February, March. They just paid you upfront, or they just paid you bonus for the year. So you should have money now. Don't do that. A wise woman will not bring unnecessary demand. And the husband too will not be hiding. Some husband, when they want to count money, they will go inside the toilet. They will lock the toilet. They are counting money and they will be saying, like they, as if they are easing themselves. Whereas it's money they are counting. They say, what's wrong? He said, there's nothing. He's inside the toilet counting money. Someone told us a story. I think it was Mama that told us that story of a woman that was at the point of death. And she had money under her bed. And then when they got to the hospital, they said they need something for hospital. She said, I don't have money. The husband was running helter skelter. Somehow, the children stumbled on the money at home when they were cleaning the room. Money under the bed. Plenty money in her room. So they gathered the money, gave the husband. And the husband now said, no problem. Burn this bed. This bed, burn it. So they went to burn the bed, that we'll buy another bed. So they bought another bed, they placed it there. They took part of the money, they used it to go and rescue her in the hospital, paid for the test, did everything, and she got well. When she got back home, quickly she went to the bedroom, jumped on the bed, and she opened it. She thought, the bed sheet is different. Immediately she started sweating. What's going on here? What's happening here? Where is the bed that was here? They said, we discarded the bed because we didn't want you to come and meet your bed. She said, yeah, you discarded what? It should be just ordinary bed. What do you mean ordinary bed? Is there something there? I said, no, nothing is there. Even at the point of death, she still wanted to keep that money. At the point of sickness, she could not say, my husband, yes, I have some money somewhere, but I didn't tell you, I'm sorry, but the money is here. That's why a lot of Nigerian money is in Swaziland, America, United Kingdom, South Africa, and many countries today. Many men have died with resources that their wife does not know where those resources are, including houses. I told you the story before that my father has houses that my mother never knew where it is. I think I told you the story before. Yes. He took me there, but I'm sorry, I cannot remember the place. I cannot remember the place. Because I was a small boy. But I can tell you, some family members know the place, and they will never reveal it. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So financial development is very important, and this climaxes in a very important area, which is the matter of giving. No family can truly become financially developed without being a giving family. Giving your offering, giving your tithe, looking at projects that are done in church, being a blessing to those projects, and also looking out for the poor, looking out for people that are less privileged and all that. These are the things that raises a family. These are the things that brings about the development of a family. Every family that will do well must be a giving family. Your future obeys the voice of your seed. The devil knows that you will destroy poverty when you start giving. And I pray for somebody this morning that your family will be a giving family in Jesus' name. Anytime you give your child something and the child doesn't want to give you back, you have to work on that child already. He's already demonstrating stinginess. And that's what happens to a lot of believers. God gave us a lot, and he said, give me small. You now say, no, I will not give you. You have not conquered mammon. You have not conquered money. Because he gave it to you. He could have not given it to you. He could decide not. He can decide to also take it from you. So when he now says, give me this, give me that, you do it willingly, then you are blessed for it. That's how it works. I pray that every family here will enjoy the best in terms of finances in Jesus' name. If you are a family and you are suffering from one form of lack or another, one of the things you need to do is to look at your giving life. If your giving life is not proper, it's not very likely that you will soon escape that situation. Because giving is living. If you are not planting, you can't harvest. That's life. Genesis 8 verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. That is the law that governs life. If you are not giving, you are not about to receive. It's not near. It's not around the corner at all. And you give according to your size. You give your size. You give what is your size. I have seen God change our level financially, personally, from one level to another in this area. Just from one level to another, from one level to another, from one level to another. Because of consistency. This church is a giving church. Our tithe has never defaulted once since the inception of this church. Not once that at this month we did not pay tithe. One, it did not happen. It has never happened. It's a culture. So everyone that will get to where God wants them to get to must have a giving culture. So watch it. Appraise yourself, look at your life, look at your situation, and see where you are. Somebody blessed already shout a big hallelujah. Well, my time is going, so let me just give you one more and then we will pray. Emotional development. Emotional development. You must be emotionally developed if you want your family to make progress. You must be comfortable with others complimenting your wife or complimenting your husband. Some people are so emotionally secure that anytime they see a lady around their husband, they say, maybe he wants to date my husband. Or if you see a man around your wife, you say, maybe she won't. No. Be emotionally secure. Develop your emotion. Don't be a cry-cry baby woman. You just say, hey, it's a cry. You say, hey, what did that say? Because you say, hey. Why? You can't be a cry-cry baby woman. And God forbid that you're a cry-cry baby man. That one will be terrible. Be emotionally developed. Not only cry-cry baby. You know, just like women cry a lot, men get angry a lot. Small thing, just get angry. It means that you still need emotional development. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Ephesians 4, 26. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Some people get angry. Why will you get angry and they are hearing your voice in three houses from your house? You are not emotionally developed. You are angry and they are hearing your voice in your next house. One of our pastors here in our church, in our ministry here, he lived with us when he was doing his master's or something. And then he shared his testimony on the altar. He said, throughout the time, he said, he never heard us, my wife and I, that there was a noise or we're shouting on. Okay, for what reason? If there is an issue, we sit down, we talk it out. Why will I be shouting? You're crazy. You're mad. You look at your hair. For what reason? At least one went to small school and then one has small sense. In my place, I shouldn't go into that. They say there's a matter. It is with mouth we talk, we will discuss it. It is with bum, we sit down and resolve it. You understand what I'm talking about? It is with, no matter how it is. If a sea is doing go, you can't just be gathering it go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. These are all devil's tactics. No matter how tough it is, sit down, my dear. Let's talk about this matter. No matter how tough the matter is, no matter how difficult it is, we want to change children's school fee. We want to change children's school. We want to change house. We want to build house. Money is not enough. This one is not, everything. No matter the issue, sit down, discuss it. No need for crying. The way you treated me. Well, how did you see? Relax. You man too, don't be shouting. And most time men do that to intimidate their wives. You lose respect so cheap. Imagine your wife see you like this. Instead of seeing the handsome you, he'll be seeing you as a lion. Don't need to shout. No need to shout. No need to try to bring down the person's emotions or person. Now your wife now begins to look at her as if she's not even a woman again, as if she doesn't even matter to you again. No. Somebody say, God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. Okay, somebody say, grow up. I want to show you an example of a man who was emotionally matured in the Bible. He had serious challenge. His name was called Joseph. Joseph was betrothed. Matthew chapter 1, 19 to 20. He was betrothed to, Mary was betrothed to Joseph. And all of a sudden, he just saw that Mary was pregnant. Instead of Joseph to start shouting and say, I will deal with you. You disgrace me. He relaxed. He relaxed first and God appeared to him in a dream. Let's look at it. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example. Please, I must read another version. Give me NIV or give me message after this one. But let me read this one first. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. After he discovered that she was pregnant, he didn't want to publicly disgrace her. He wanted to put her away privately and say, oh yeah, just go and deliver. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. How many men here, you travel for 4 months to go and do a course, or you were not around, by the time you return, your wife is pregnant. She's vomiting, her eyes is bulgy, her breast is bigger, everything shows that she's pregnant. You now say, oh yeah, let us go to the hospital and see what's wrong with you. You say it's malaria, let us check. By the time they go there, they saw that she's pregnant. When she's now pregnant, she now tells you that it is Holy Ghost that impregnates me. But that was what happened to this guy here. That was what happened to this guy. Men, we have to calm down. Unnecessary anger doesn't show emotional maturity. Unnecessary anger doesn't show that we are mature. Some men will even go further to rain curses on the wife. Why? It's not necessary. Some wife also do the same. I don't have time. 3 minutes more. Let me show you quickly some signs that you are emotionally mature. Just give you 4, 5, or 6 of them. Quickly. Media. Oh yeah, give me. One. The first sign that a person is emotionally mature. Are you there? Avoid strife and discord. When you are mature, you avoid strife. You don't like strife. Strife and discord. You don't like fighting, unnecessary fighting. Proverbs 17:19. Proverbs 17:19. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalted his gate seeketh destruction. Avoid strife. Avoid unnecessary fighting. That when your husband comes up like this, he already knows that there must be fighting today. No. Avoid it. Number two sign of emotional development is calm personality. You have a calm personality. You have a calm personality. I didn't say dull personality. Oh. I didn't say that you are a dull person. Your husband will now be saying, Kilo Shea now. Why are you looking dull? What's wrong? Kilo Shea, why are you looking? Why is your face? No, that's not what I'm saying. You are calm. You are a man that is calm. You are a woman that is calm. Number three sign of emotional development is that you don't get upset when told the truth. Whenever they tell you the truth, you don't get upset. If your husband says that, my dear, I think you should change your perfume. You say, perfume to move 70,000 rah. Don't do that. He's telling you, tell me the perfume you are wearing because of him. And he said this perfume is somehow. Go and patronize people that are selling. Let them sell small. Buy a better one. Or you tell your wife, my dear. Your wife tells the husband, boxers in Otigbo, please try to change. You can't be a man. You are walking and you are removing boxer from your bum. It's entering it. It's small. You need a bigger size. You are using small. Oh God, let's go on. You must be a man. Don't get upset by the truth. Don't be sad whenever your husband tells you, my dear, this food, you can reduce the salt more. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll do that. That's it. Not that you say, what you ate is what the children ate. That's what everybody ate. You have insulted your husband like that. We hold it like this. When you ask for money, he'll go and wait for you there. Praise God. My screen. Number four. Signs of emotional development is humility. Be humble. Be humble. Be humble. When you are emotionally developed, you'll be humble. You'll not be proud. Some men are so proud. They believe that if not for them, the woman would never have gotten somebody to marry. It's a lie. If you think that your wife's last option, is a lie. Hey, plenty men who are better than you would have gone away with this wonderful woman. Plenty, not one, not two, not three. It's just because you were lucky, quickly grab her. So relax, man. Wonderful man, great man. Relax first. Also, woman, Miss Nigeria, relax first. Don't feel that if not because I married you, I would have married Dangote. I would have married Otedola. I hear you. Everything looks good on the other side. You know, it is where you cultivate that grasses will be green for you. You have already married. The person you are married to, cultivate the grass around the person. Water the person. Pray for the person. Make the person be the best person. Make the person be the person. You are the one that will bring the best out of your husband, out of your wife. Number 5, signs that you are emotionally developed. You have a loving nature. Have a loving nature. Don't have a hatred nature. Don't have a nature of hatred where you just hate. You display so much hatred. Don't let your husband begin to look at you as a witch. Have a loving nature. What's the loving nature? Forgiving nature. A nature that lets go of matters. Not that you'll be hammering on the same matter. The same issue more than 8 times. After some time, we burst into anger. What is it over this matter? Let it rest. There are some matters you give some time. Then you also watch, you know, the mistakes that some women make. When a man goes out in the morning and he's so tired and after coming back, don't let him come back and you just bring issue to him. Bagger. No. Relax. You are a man too. Your wife works very hard. And some women here, very hard working. Some women here, by the time we are doing prayer by 6, they are already on my way out to work. They are doing the prayer while they are on their way. They are here. And they are watching us from all the churches that are connected now. So don't think that it's only men that are working. Some women are very hard working. So if you are married to that kind of woman too, you cannot be giving her unnecessary bombardment every time. Because she's also tensed. She's also tensed. So sometimes you have to take it easy a little bit. Science of emotional development, discipline. I spoke about this very well on Wednesday. So listen to my message on Wednesday. I spoke very extensively about discipline on Wednesday. Last Wednesday. And lastly, love for service. You like to serve. When you are emotionally developed, you like to serve. You serve your children. You serve your husband. You serve your... You just love to serve. You love to serve. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that your family must progress at all costs. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, your family will progress. No family here will be a stagnated family. By the special grace of God, as God liveth, between now and Thursday, between now and the end of this month, your family will have a testimony. Goodness and mercy will follow your family. Blessing will follow your family. Progress will follow your family. Now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Rise on your feet, people, and give God a big clap this morning. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
give you praise. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Just before we begin to pray further this morning, committing our families in the hands of the Lord, you are here or you are watching us or any of our churches connected all over the world, or you are on the internet, you are connected to us at the center here, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Or I want to rededicate my life. Not that you are a bad person, but you don't want to end February the way you started February. You want to be a better person. You want God to help you. Or you want to ask God for mercy in one area or another. I want to pray with you, all heads bowed. Anywhere you are right now, you want to rededicate your heart to God. You want to be born again. Or you want to start with God all over again. Anywhere you are, I want to pray with you right now. Just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Online, on ground, in all our churches connected, anywhere you are, just lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. Also, you are here, you want to break an addiction to sin. You want to say no to a particular sin or a particular lifestyle, and you want God to help you. Anywhere you are, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up above your head. Make sure that it's above your head where I can see it, and then where I can see it, and pray with you. I'm just where you are standing, I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Anywhere you are connecting from, anywhere you are right now, in Nigeria, abroad, in Lagos, in Abeokuta, in Malete, anywhere you are in the world, you can lift up your right hand and I will pray with you right now in the name of Jesus. In Tanke, anywhere you are connected from, and the Lord will bless. I'll count from 1 to 3 and I'll pray with you. 1. Also, you are here, you want to make today the day of your salvation. You want to make today the day of your salvation. You want to remember today's date for life. You want to remember today's date for life as the day of your salvation. I want to pray with you also. Just lift up your right hand. 2. Jesus, Omega Naya, I worship you today. Jesus,
Omega Naya, I bow before your throne. Jesus, Omega Naya, I worship you today. Jesus, Omega Naya, I bow before your throne.
I'm about to pray. For those whose hands are lifted, anywhere you are connecting from all over the world, I want to pray with you right now. With your right hand lifted, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me my past sins. As your son, as your daughter, I come to you today. Please have mercy on me. Help me to know you. Help me to serve you better and help me to please you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father. I declare that I'm born again in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for these ones. We ask that your grace will establish them and your grace will strengthen them in Jesus' name. Amen. Please follow the counselors for brief counseling. For brief counseling, God bless you. Online, send us a text, a WhatsApp, and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.